Giving out more teams in March Mattress this morning. If you get the team that wins it all, then you get yourself a new mattress from Wilson's Furniture. All the number one seeds are still in there.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Laughter Day. National Laughter Day or International Laughter Day or something like that.
Yeah, National Let's Laugh Day.
Okay, so give us a celebrity with an annoying laugh. If Brad and I both agree, then we will flip you a couple of teams. Cheryl is going to start off with us. I think Cheryl has probably the most obvious one, so don't call in with this one. Go ahead, Cheryl. Who do you have?
I have Fran Drescher.
Yeah, Fran Drescher leads.
That was the first
leads
one
the
I
pack.
Thought of. All right.
Who are we giving Cheryl?
Let's get you a couple out of the cooler. How about 15 seed Abilene Christian? Who's laughing now?
I don't know.
And the 10 seed Florida Gators. It's been a while since they've been there, but they've won a couple.
All right, Cheryl, do the Fran Drescher laugh for everyone.
Yeah. Wow.
That's more like a horse. Sorry.
Yeah, that was bad. Okay, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right, now let's go to Larry. Larry, who's laugh, annoying celebrity laugh? Who do you have?
Oh, crap. You're going to have to drop me. Joan Rivers.
Joan, how did Joan's laugh go?
It doesn't jump out at me.
She kind of had a high pitch.
A cackle.
To a point I always thought it was kind of fake.
Yeah.
A little bit of a cackle.
I don't know
if she's on my top five.
Yeah. Jerry. By the way, the number's 360-733-5476 if you want to get in on this. Jerry, who do you have?
I have Carmen Diaz.
I saw that on the list.
She has a bad laugh?
Yeah.
I can't hear it.
I saw her name come up a couple times, but I couldn't picture the sound of it.
I can't hear it. How does it go?
Let's go with hee-hee-hee.
It's a tee-hee-hee kind of thing.
I can't hear that one. You might be right, Jerry, but I can't pick that one up. 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. Where has she been, by the way? She had, like, retired from Hollywood, like, 10 years ago, Cameron Diaz. Brad and John, hi. Who's your annoying celebrity laugh? Who do you have?
Horshack from Welcome Back, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Arnold Horshack. Ron Palillo.
Horshack.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's funny.
That's a throwback there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Rob.
Rob? R-O-B, yeah. Rob? All right, let's toss Rob a couple of teams
all
here.
All right.
In March Mattress.
Get him hooked up. He's got the 10th seed Iowa Hawkeyes. See what they can do for you out of the Big 12 there, or Big 10. And the North Carolina Tar Heels, a number one seed. Our first number one seed's off the board.
Seed goes out.
Horshack, it's the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Good job, Rob. Hold on, man.
All right, thank you.
Now, don't go anywhere, because we got to get your info. I'll take a couple other ones here real quick.
Sure.
Brad and John, KISM, your annoying celebrity laugh. Who do you have?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen was on that list, too, that I saw.
How's his laugh?
I can't picture. It doesn't jump out
like,
at me.
It just sounds like he's stoned all the time.
Yeah, a stoner laugh.
All right. We can't picture that. We can't hear that one. So sorry, right, man. Sorry. I mean, you might be right, but it's got to come to our minds.
Jump to us.
Brad and John, KISM. Who's your annoying celebrity laugh?
How about Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, yeah. Like anything that comes out of his mouth is annoying.
Wait, Gilbert actually
exactly.
Laughs? How does Gilbert's laugh go? Can
What's
you hear that,
that
one? What is his laugh? How does his laugh go?
It's like a real annoying. Almost like he's hacking something up.
Like he's
up.
Spitting something up.
Yeah.
He got a fur ball or something in his mouth.
Is it bad, Brad? I'll go if you're
now that he says it,
all right. If you're gonna go with it, I'll go with you then. All right, let's flip. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, let's flip Mike some teams here.
John,
who's Mike?
You're gonna have to Google something for me.
What's that?
Gardner Webb. The 16 seed Gardner Webb.
That's a law firm, I believe.
Gardner Webb, he does a noon gardening show on King 5. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure.
And the Louisville Cardinal.
I'll take that.
You know, the interesting thing with Louisville is now their first round meeting is with Minnesota, I think. Yeah. And Rick Pitino Jr. or whatever is the coach of Minnesota. And then Rick Pitino used to coach Louisville. So, you know, so there'll be some little sideline chatter going on.
Gardner Webb is a four-year Christian university in Boiling Springs, North Carolina. There are only 4,500 students in that whole school, and they made it to the NCAA. They are the running Bulldogs in the out of the Big South Conference. So what? Now, what seed was Louisville, did you say?
Seven.
All right, that's good. All right, well, Louisville's a good – that's not a bad get. You're going nowhere with Gardner Webb. But hold on, Mike, because we'll get your information in case Louisville cashes in. All right, give us the rest of those laughers, Brad.
Well, the one I liked – well, I like, but I don't like –
oh, SpongeBob. Oh, yeah. That's bad.
Good one, Patrick.
Yeah, you're no kidding. SpongeBob, and then man. You mentioned this one, ooh, and it made me laugh.
Oh, Phyllis Diller. Yeah. Phyllis Diller.
And didn't Lucille Ball have one, too?
Yeah, Lucy had a cackle, too. Yeah. Yes, all right.
Someone phoned in Roseanne Barr. This one was on the email.
Pee-wee
Herman. Yeah. What about this one? I don't know if this one's annoying, but it's iconic.
Keith, I love Keith's laugh. That is great. Yeah. That's a great laugh. All right, let's do a little one that I think Randy Bachman and the boys did this in Abbotsford the other night. Brad and John, speaking of laughing, KISM.
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on, and now the best have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. What you're doing to me, it ain't the way it should be. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. What you're doing to me, it ain't the way it should be. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. Go alone now, calling your name, after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Time goes slowly, but it carries on, and now the best year. The best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Laughing, what you're doing to me. Laughing, it ain't the way it should be. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. Laughing, what you're doing to me. Laughing, oh, what you're doing to me. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. Will you laugh at me?
Good one, Patrick.
Brad and John, classic rock 92.9 KISM. It's like Laugh National
Let's Laugh Day.
Let's Laugh Day. Sure. Sunshine today. And a high is 71. Another fantastic day today.
Be smiling.
Tomorrow's going to be the same thing, pretty much. It's 40 right now. All right. In fact, we'll
I knew we'd get this. I knew I'd get this. For me, it's Brad of the Brad and John Show, because I do have a cackle. I do. I know I do. And the worst part is I laugh at my own jokes.
Oh, no.
That's the part that makes it annoying.
You know, people confuse us all the time. They do. Always. You know how many people will come up with me and say, come up to me and say, congratulations, you're having a baby.
Yes.
You know, and they people,
come up to you and go, you're the best guitar player I've ever
heard.
Yes.
Yeah. And I get that all the time. So they're probably talking about me.